He rattled the harsh cane on the floor. So that was the score, thought Bond, with a final sinking of the heart. The unknown destination would be under the ground, or under the sea, or perhaps, more simply, under the crashed Bentley. Well, if he had to die anyway, he might as well try it the hard way. He had no hope that Mathis or Leiter would get to him in time, but at least there was a chance that they would catch up with Le Chiffre before he could get away. It must be getting on for 7. The car might have been found by now. It was a choice of evils, but the longer Le Chiffre continued the torture, the more likely he would be revenged. Bond lifted his head and looked Le Chiffre in the eyes. The china of the whites was now veined with red. It was like looking at 2 black currants poached in blood. The rest of the wide face was yellowish, except where a thick black stubble covered the moist skin. The upward edges of black coffee at the corners of the mouth gave his expression a false smile, and the whole face was faintly striped by the light through the Venetian blinds. "No," he said flatly. "You." Le Chiffre grunted and set to work again with savage fury. Occasionally he snarled like a wild beast. After 10 minutes, Bond had fainted blessedly. Le Chiffre at once stopped. He wiped some sweat from his face with a circular motion of his disengaged hand. Then he looked at his watch and seemed to make up his mind. He got up and stood behind the inert, dripping body. There was no colour in Bond's face, or anywhere on his body above the waist. There was a faint flutter of his skin above the heart. Otherwise he might have been dead. Le Chiffre seized Bond's ears and harshly twisted them. Then he leant forward and slapped his cheeks hard several times. Bond's head rolled from side to side with each blow. Slowly his breathing became deeper. An animal groan came from his lolling mouth. Le Chiffre took a glass of coffee and poured some into Bond's mouth and threw the rest in his face. Bond's eyes slowly opened. Le Chiffre returned to his chair and waited. He lit a cigarette and contemplated the spattered pool of blood on the floor beneath the inert body opposite. Bond groaned again, pitifully. It was an inhuman sound. His eyes opened, and he gazed dully at his torturer. Le Chiffre spoke.
"That is all, Bond. We will now finish with you, you understand? Not kill you, but finish with you. And then we will have in the girl and see if something can be got out of the remains of the 2 of you."
He reached towards the table.
"Say goodbye to it, Bond."